guys, and welcome to Concentrated Podcast Presents Heralds of the MCU. I am Maria, and I am joined by my two outstanding, wonderful, yet won't shut the hell up so I can start a show co-host, Eric. Nice.
She's going to Egypt. That's where she's going, Manera. We've been summoned by the Ennead.
There it is. And Manera, guys. So as you can tell, we're here to review episode 3 of the Disney Plus Marvel series, Moon Knight. This episode was titled The Friendly Type. As always, before we start, I want to get some first impressions. So Eric, I'm going to start with you. What did you think of episode 3?
I'm into it. There's a lot going on. We finally got our first look at not the gods, but the gods' avatars, which I thought was kind of cool. And apparently the internet has decided that this is almost as bad as the Eternals not doing anything when Thanos popped up, when they were like, you guys have just been hanging out in avatars for thousands of years. Couldn't have helped anybody. You guys have the power to like make eclipses and move the stars, but nope, not our problem. Kind of agree with the internet on this one.
Has the internet said stuff? I haven't seen it.
Yikes. Okay. Well, Manera, what did you think about this episode?
I really enjoyed it. I didn't really have any, like, you guys should have done. I thought it was cool. I'm like, how do you choose? Like, what were you just, like, skipping and fell over? And a god was like, hey, you want to be an avatar? Because that could happen to me. I liked that they gave Layla more to do. Yeah. And I have a theory about Layla, but I'm not sure. I also enjoy that while we have Steven along, he is not just being left in a mirror. He's given, you know,
autonomy, but he's part of the team. Yeah.
Right. Yes, very much so. And it kind of, to me, feels like maybe Steven should be the avatar and not really Mark. But that's neither here nor there.
Oof.
And also, I like that, you know, we finally, without a doubt, get to see that, yeah, Harold is bad. He's a bad guy.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that...
You mean
Arthur? Oh, go ahead, Eric.
Yeah, she meant Arthur.
Harrow.
Oh, okay. It sounded like you said Harold. I was like, who the fuck is Harold?
I did call him Harold, but I meant Harrow.
No. I knew, just for the
Thank
record,
you. I
knew
what you meant. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I think I'm with Eric on just, I'm into it. Like, mm-hmm. I just like the fact that it's different from what we've gotten before. Mm-hmm. And we're introducing, you know, we are getting introduced to new characters that a lot of people aren't familiar with. And it is starting to feel like it's an unlikely team. It's a team of people that don't want to necessarily be a team, but it's starting to feel like they are a team trying to stop Hera. Yeah. And I really, really do enjoy that. But I think, Manera, you kind of hit on it in that this episode really has Mark in the forefront. The whole, like, the pretty much the whole episode. And Hera is, Hera, now I'm getting, Jesus, this man. Arthur is definitely ahead. Arthur Harrow is, he's just, like, consistently steps ahead of him. Mm-hmm. So it's, like, him and Layla now, like, they have to navigate Cairo together. Because he don't know shit about Egyptology.
Talking about when Arthur went in front of the Council of Gods and basically pulled the ultimate Karen move and was like, he tried to attack me. Well, if he's here, then why won't you tell us? And he gaslit the fuck out of him.
Yeah. That wild. Like, we'll get into that.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, because, you know, like, obviously, if you listen to the last two episodes of the podcast, you know that we usually start talking with Steven. Because I think we all agree we really like Steven. But with this episode, we got to start with Mark because, well, Mark is pretty much in the forefront for the first time for almost an entire episode. Mm-hmm. So I want to start with the chase scene in Cairo and Mark kind of in and out as he's basically wiping out these Harrow goons that are Egyptian, but we kind of find out later in the episode that he blacked out and doesn't even remember some of the fight with them. And Steven's like, clearly that wasn't me because I'm not out here just killing people.
Part of it was like the first time he blacks out, Steven pops up and he's in the cab, mm-hmm. and then the other guys are just walking out of the building. I really want to know what Steven said to them to like stop them arguing, and everyone seemed very calm after that.
He
and
said,
then he blacks out again. And
when
then,
he goes to see the guy, like, and he's like, hey, you. And he was like, you just let us go. Like, yeah. I want to know what happened there. He probably said something like, listen, I don't want to kill you. You don't really want to kill me. It's fine. Go about your day. I'm going to go about mine. Cheers. And left. Yeah.
And then he blacks out again. And then, you know, he's stabbing people. Ooh. Neither one of them knows who did it.
No.
Right. And that is, like, before we get into anything else, because I've been really good about not falling down the internet rabbit holes on this, but I fell into a little one this week. And there is all of this back and forth debate on whether it really is the third personality that we all know exists, or if Khonshu is like, fuck y'all, I'm taking over and I'm just going to do what I need to do. But I feel like the latter doesn't hold up, because if that were the case, Khonshu could have been doing that, and he hasn't.
Yeah, I think that it's a third person, only because of going back to episode 2, when Mark is speaking with the Steven is speaking with the police, and I use air quotes because they're also in the cult. Like, they're showing him the photos, and I need to go back because I'm not quite sure if Mark says, that's not me, I didn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it is a third.
Yeah,
I feel like that's who, spoiler alert, who killed Layla's, like, killed all the art.
Yeah. So you think Jake Lockley, the Jake Lockley persona, if that's even the one they bring in.
If that's him, it could be somebody else.
Right, because in the comics, that's the third personality. But, like, also in the comics, like, Steven, even though Mark is the main personality, like, Steven's a fucking billionaire. Like, that's clearly not the case. That, like, they went a different direction in the show. Right. So I think it's safe to say that you can't just assume that it's going to be the Jake Lockley character. But
Could be, but much like Steven and Mark, it could be a new version for the show.
And that's what I was going to say, that I think that maybe it's a new version of the character. But goddamn, we only got 3 episodes left. When the hell are we going to meet Jake? There's a lot going on, and it makes me sad that this is just 6 episodes yet again.
That's probably why, like, while Khonshu said, get Mark, he told Steven to get Mark to free me. I don't know that it has to be Mark. I feel like it might be Jake, or the third, because we don't actually know who it is. With Steven, I mean, like, everyone.
It's very... As the personalities continue to kind of unravel, as we start understanding, I mean, well, I think we all knew, like, Mark Spector's a dick, but he's a dick in that he's trying to protect, like, the people that he cares about, i.e. Layla, and so he's very dismissive in the whole nine, but, like, I don't think he's the terrible person that he thinks he is. So it's like, when Arthur says the line, when they go to see Homie, that I guess is supposed to, like, in the comics, be like one of his arch nemesis, actually. Do you know about that, Eric?
Who, the guy with the horses and whatnot?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, he is a bigger character. Unfortunately, the actor who plays him is the one who died shortly after the show was wrapping up. So we probably won't get more of him. And Moon Knight technically kind of kills him. I feel like that was added after, you know, they probably had to change some things after after the actor passed.
What did the actor? I didn't know he had passed.
Yeah, they announced it like literally a few weeks ago while they were still in post-production.
Yeah.
So I feel like they went back and reshot the ending just so that they didn't have to worry about, you know, continuity.
Yeah. So, you know, like, they're having to navigate this space. There's clearly a lot going on. We start to understand a little bit more his relationship with Layla, sort of.
He had a brain injury.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And I believe Eric covered it on the on Eric Does the News, but we hadn't seen it yet, so it was we just knew it was in the background. We didn't.
Yeah, know. I think it was something like a skiing injury or something like that.
I remember you telling us about that now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, so I think that, like, we've got this thing going on. We only have 3 episodes left. So whenever Jake is going to show up, we need him to show the fuck up. But this episode, I feel like we learned a lot. I feel like we didn't learn as much about Mark. I mean, we obviously did learn some things about Mark. But I feel like who we really learned a lot about in this episode were both Layla and Khonshu, in my opinion. So, you know, I think that we kind of start with Layla and Mark. And I'd really like to hear from you guys kind of what you thought about how this episode played out. Like, she's Egyptian, yet it seems like she's not welcome in Egypt. And, like, she had to get, like, a whole ass fake passport to go back in the whole nine. Like, what do you guys think is going on with her? Is it just her being an Indiana Jones type grave robber, so to speak? Or do you guys think that there's more to it?
So with the way that Khonshu keeps saying, I'm going to get Layla, I'm going to get Layla, like my next avatar will be Layla. I don't know if, I feel like they're related somehow. I don't know. He's just so adamant that he needs her. And the way that like he was kind of somber in this episode, I want more from Khonshu. Like he's not giving us a lot, but the way that he is speaking, especially in this episode, there's a lot there. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I think you're not far off. I feel like it's going to basically be revealed that Jake Lockley, or you know, depending on how they use him, is the kind of the mastermind behind their life as the three of them. You know, he's the one that got him that got to Steven the job. He's the one who he talks to on the voicemail. He's the one that basically manipulated Layla and Mark to fall in love. You know, I feel like there's a much bigger thing there. And yeah, the villain, Anton Mogart, in the comics, he is Midnight Man, who is another like opposite Moon Knight. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Kind of like, it, you know, not his Joker, but more like Venom to Spider-Man. But I don't think we'll see him again unless they recast and do another season, which I doubt.
It's they keep saying limited, and they keep clearing up like all of their series. Like we won't be getting another one of this one. We won't be getting another one of this one. So
yeah, it's unfortunate. Yeah, he died in a skiing accident after the show wrapped. But yeah, because you can see he has a similar build. He is around the same height. You know, he's in very good shape. So. That could have been something else. You know what I mean?
And the way that he spoke to her, like, when she's like, oh, but trust me. He's like, I won't trust anything you say.
Yeah.
Ever again.
Have
and
some
I'm like,
type of history.
What's that about? But yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Right. And that's the thing that's kind of sad to me, because there's so much innuendo in this episode. Mm-hmm. I just don't understand how they're wrapping it up in 3 episodes.
Well, I mean, they've done a lot in 3. They can do a lot more in 3.
Yeah, I don't know.
Gotta keep it moving, you know. Miss Marvel's next.
They've been moving it along. And like I've always said, I think that he will pop up again in a movie. I just to your point, we each episode we do get a lot, but I don't know. Like I don't see how we can, because next week we spend trying to get to the pyramid where Khonshu is to free him again, because we don't have our powers. So, and we need our powers or else we'll die. So, and Arthur is trying to kill us. So like, I don't know. And that's episode 5? No, 4.
Four. It's going to be episode 4.
So 4. And then we have 2 more left. Yeah, no, I don't. He's
like
in another
movie. Next week is going to be a very Layla heavy episode, because, you know, she is the Indiana Jones type. Mm-hmm. And they have to go. Basically, they have to heist. They have to heist Khonshu back.
Yeah. We don't know how you get to be pick to be an avatar, right? Or how you release the god, right? Do we know that or no?
Well, the god, he's trapped in a statue, so they just have to break the statue. But like, as far as being chosen as the avatar, like in the comics, Mark Spector is dying, and Khonshu comes to him basically for his skill set.
Okay. So you think it's all you have to do is break the statue?
Yeah, I feel like we might get some flashbacks as to how they got together and how they became the Moon Knight, but I feel like it's going to be a mixture of that. And yeah, them trying to, you know, steal the statue back.
Okay.
Or break the statue.
All right.
That, and he has to be summoned to that place again.
Right. And I think Homegirl's going to do that.
Okay, so you trust her.
I trust her more than the other gods. And I only trust her more than the other gods because she seems to be sympathetic to what Khonshu was trying to do.
Is she sympathetic or is she playing sympathetic?
I don't... See, here's the thing. I feel like the only person that's playing a game is Hera.
Yeah.
Because in the meeting of the Ennead of the gods, like, they are, like... Here's the thing. I felt this was the first episode in which I truly felt Khonshu. Like, I don't think he's a villain, although he is kind of Mark's villain, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the whole reason he fell out with the gods from what they said in this episode was that he still wanted to be involved and help humans. And they were like, yeah, nah, fuck these humans. They don't worship us anymore, so they can kick rocks. We're just going to observe.
But I feel like he did him dirty taking him to that meeting and telling him, like, tell everything. But, like, he's not telling Mark or Steven everything. So when they're, like, asking him questions and asking him to provide proof, he can't because he doesn't know everything. It made him look stupid. And I blame Khonshu for that.
No, listen, I think that Khonshu clearly never took a debate course in the millennia that he's been around. Nobody sat his ass down and said, bro, you've got some really good points, but you know how people hear you? If you debate properly, and you're not debating properly. Mm-mm. And I think that...
It would probably also help if he didn't yell everything through Mark.
He is a little...
He's a little yelly?
He's a little yelly. He's a lot yelly. Like... I think that the problem, the way that Khonshu has been presented in this episode felt very Venom-esque. Like a
toddler.
Like he acts like the symbiote. Mm-hmm. And like everything, like Khonshu, you've been around forever. Like you have observed. You are the god of vengeance. Bro, nobody's taught you how to like properly communicate what you're thinking.
Which also
because Harrow played his ass. He looked real stupid.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the thing. Tell it all. If I'm going to be your avatar, you tell me everything. I want to make sure that I know who's going to come before me, who's come before me, and what is going to happen. I need to know why you and Harrow fell out. Like, I need to know what he's capable of. I need to know if he's already in somebody's ear or not. And you didn't properly prepare me for the speech that I was supposed to give to all those gods.
Right. You just told me to show up somewhere and it just didn't go well.
No.
I mean, but here's the other thing too.
And on top of that, they called my mental into question. And I didn't like that at all. I didn't like that at all either.
Yeah. I feel like part of the issue is that Mark sees himself as broken any fucking way. So he made it real easy for Harrow to play him because he could have been like, I'm not broken at all. I'm different. I'm fucking neurodiverse for sure, but I'm not fucking broken. Like part of the reason that I am a good avatar is because I have these things with
different parts
that
of
are
me.
Different.
Yeah.
Right. And I felt like they made it clear that this was that like being the avatar didn't give him DID. Like he already had DID.
Right. Yeah. But they were calling into question on whether or not he could be a good avatar, being that he had DID.
Yeah. Yeah.
That shouldn't have been. No, at no point should it have been. Well, we need to talk to why. I'm telling you the truth.
Right. And also, why the fuck do y'all trust Harrow so fucking much?
Right.
That's the part that I don't understand.
He was previously an avatar of Khonshu.
Right, but then how did they, why did they fall out? Why did they fall out?
No, I mean, so, he knows the ins and outs, so they'd probably trust him more than the new guy.
Right, but you guys imprisoned Amit for a reason, and he's Amit's avatar now. Why would you trust him?
Right. That's what I don't get. That's what I don't get. That's why I'm like, so the bald-headed guy, I felt like he was the obvious choice of not being trusted, but he left. And he genuinely looked like he was like, yeah, like we got him just in time. Like he was real, Khonshu was really trying to start some stuff, but now it's going to be peaceful. It's fine. And then when Harrow was like, does he like, can he hear, like, can he hear us? Yeah, no, he can. He like, he can hear us. And so he left. Had he have stayed, I would have been like, oh, okay, well then they're in on something. I think that it's the girl. I think that it's the girl. I think she's double crossing. I really do.
Well, yeah, because they're very much like the Greek gods, where like they're more human than they think. Like they're all kind of playing each other. They all have their own personalities, and you know, there's a lot going on with them.
Yeah, they're and not I don't just know
omnipotent
if
and perfect like some other like sects of religion gods.
Right, and I don't know if it's because like they were in a relationship, and maybe Khonshu. Maybe
did her dirty now
she's coming to play or what, but it just she didn't do what I needed her to do, and Arthur was always like two steps ahead. If you were trying to give us good information, how is he getting it if he's two steps ahead all the time? I don't know. I don't like her. She's beautiful. I don't like her.
See, I don't think that she's the issue. What I really think the issue is, because now that I'm thinking about it, when they had the Ennead, originally they didn't call Harrow there. They only called Harrow after Khonshu accused him. So is Harrow an avatar that they don't realize is an avatar, right? Like, they know that he used to be Khonshu's avatar, but do they know that he is pretty much Amit's avatar now? Because if they did, why would they trust him when he's like, oh, yeah, no, I'm not trying to dig up Amit. Why would I be trying to do that?
Well, he's not Amit's avatar. He's trying to be, and he's basically came in there and lied his ass off about it.
Which, okay, again, so you didn't hear about anything that happened in Eastern Europe? None of that went? You didn't hear any of that? You didn't hear about a portal being opened up in London? You didn't hear any of that? That's just odd to me, right? Right?
Nothing.
If it's the same type of magic, you wouldn't feel when the same type of magic.
So here's the thing. I think Eric hit the nail on the head, though. It's not their problem. They're not, until they legit see Amit released doing some shit,
then it's
I don't think they care.
It wasn't until Khonshu made a solar eclipse happen that they stepped in to do anything.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until he moved the stars.
That it was amazing? Again. It was
that
amazing.
That was amazing.
It was amazing.
That to this point in the show, that is the single piece of special effects that I have loved the most.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that whole time rewind. But then, too, like, I feel like I'm being, like, a Khonshu stan on this. But, like, he sounded so sad when he was like, I remember that night. I remember every night. Like, maybe there's more to this moon god than what we're giving him credit for.
Then tell your avatar. Don't make him look stupid in front of all your god.
But humans suck. Why would you trust him?
If you want me to do something and you want it to go well, tell me what I need to know. Just in case, like, I can be on the fly. Like, if they ask me shit, I want to be able to be like, gotcha for that, gotcha for this, instead of me. We want a solid case. Like, yeah, no, he looks sad, he sounded sad, I'm sure there's another backstory, but you gotta tell me it.
Yeah, Or you don't, because you're a fucking god. You clearly, y'all gods just do what the fuck y'all want to do. Or don't you do don't anything.
Then you right? don't need me. You don't need me in when they put you in that stone. You don't need me. Don't come looking for me to save you. You don't need me.
But see, but they're going to save him at this point because they know what Harrow is up to. Like, Harrow has legit told everybody, except the gods, what he's trying to do.
Yeah, I say he even tells him. They say, tell Stephen, you know, when they imprison me, tell Mark to come free me.
Right, but tell me why. Like, tell me why.
I think that this is just your petty bitterness about not being included in all the info. Like, at the end of the day, maybe he's not telling them everything to protect him. Like, not that I think that Khonshu actually gives a flying fuck about Girl. Mark, but he needs that avatar and he don't have time to train a new one. So maybe he's withholding for his own good.
Mm-mm. Then don't have me in front of your friends looking stupid. He did.
He looked real fucking dumb in front of all those other guys. And they didn't listen to him after
that. Right. They didn't listen to him after that. Like, he had him and then they did not listen to him after that point.
I feel like they weren't going to listen to him at all because they know his nature. And what Harrow did brilliantly was go in there, be a big ass Karen about deflecting from the actual point that was being made and bringing in Khonshu's credibility to question. And it's not hard because he's been a bit of a hothead over the centuries. He's not necessarily
gaslit Mark and Khonshu.
Right. 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 It was easy. He made it easy for them. And
okay, but then if he was your avatar, why you don't know him better? Why don't you know Arthur better? Because you look real surprised by all the stuff that he does. Why? If he's your avatar.
Because maybe I think the last thing that Harrow said after he was a statue when he was like, I enjoyed killing for you and this, that, they're like, maybe he didn't realize how fucked up Harrow actually is. Because Harrow just wants to kill people. And if he can do it under the guise of doing something good, all the better. But at the end of the day, he just wants to murder people. Like he said so himself. He enjoys murdering people.
So then are we all in agreement that he is not like doing the scales and he's just taking their life force?
I feel like that's part of it. Yeah, it's giving him power.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that. He's just out here sucking up people's life force.
Yeah, I just.
Because he did it to the homeless guy.
And right. He didn't judge
that's
him.
The thing. Right. Right. That's the thing. Like. We didn't see the scales, and I feel like had we have seen the scales, then it could still be, okay, well, he's just a bad guy, and he's not really listening to, but because we didn't see the scales, I'm like, well, I don't think it matters. He's just killing people and taking their life force.
Also, shout out to Ethan Hawke. He's so fucking creepy in this role. I hate him. I really hate Arthur Harrow so much, and it's only because he's doing such a wonderful job of bringing this character on screen.
You can thank his love of coffee. Apparently that's how he got the role. He ran into Oscar Isaac at a coffee shop because apparently they live in the same building in New York and both happened to be getting coffee, and he mentioned that he was doing this project with the director who Ethan Hawke had worked with before and said, you should read for it. And he said, okay. And, you know, then the director got in touch with Ethan
Hawke. Get the fuck out of here. Just like that.
Again, it's not like you're an unknown. When they say, hey, why don't we get Ethan Hawke? And Ethan Hawke's like, yeah, sure, I'll do it.
And he's doing the Lord's work. Like, he's... I hate him so much.
I'm glad that even though it was, sure, I'll do it, it's also like, but I'm going to, you know, do some
research. But I'm going to do, like right. Yeah. I'm going to do the damn thing.
Yeah. Apparently, Oscar Isaac also buttered him up by telling him he loved him in Good Lord Bird that was on Showtime. And he was like, oh, that's my favorite thing I've been in. And he was like, all right, I'll take the call.
Oh, Oscar, you cheeky, cheeky bastard. That's why we love you, man. All right. So, I mean, is there anything in particular that you guys want to dive a little deeper in? Because at this point, like, I want to start talking theories. So unless there's something else that you guys want to go deeper into.
No, I do enjoy Steven taking control more often, even when he does it incorrectly. Like when they're in the middle of the fight and he takes control and becomes Mr. Knight and immediately gives it back to Mark because he's like, nope, this isn't working. Take it back.
This isn't where I want to be. Mm-mm. No, thank you.
Bring me out when it's time to read something. That's what I want to be.
Decode? Why, yes, I can.
Amanda, oh, you all right, mate? Oh, oh, no. Mark, take the body back.
All right, but all jokes aside, like, let's start talking theories, because I know that Munira has some thoughts around Layla and Khonshu's, like, insistence. Because I know originally when we talked about it, we were like, oh, well, he's just doing that to keep Mark in check. But I feel like the more we learn about Layla, the more mystery that kind of surrounds her family name, her dad. Maybe that's not the case. Like, maybe her taking off that badass fucking crescent-shaped necklace and murdering somebody with it?
Lost Maria.
Wait, can maybe you guys not hear me?
She's give her very a minute. Frozen. Yeah.
Can you guys? You right, guys now can't. We can.
Now, yeah. No, we just saw a badass.
So that badass, like, crescent necklace that she literally took off and murdered somebody with. Like, Layla's not some damsel in distress. Like, clearly she's got skills. She knows her Egyptology. I mean, she's fucking Egyptian. What do you, because like I said, Munira, I know you had some thoughts around this. Like, what do you think is going on there? Like, do you really believe that Khonshu legit wants her and, like, maybe is using Mark to get to Layla? Or what are you thinking?
I feel like she might be related. I don't know why. I just feel like she might be related. The fact that in the beginning, like, the passport lady that we were speaking with, she was giving a lot of information on her backstory and who Layla and her dad are. And then also with her and with the fact that, like, the people in Cairo do not like her family. I mean, Khonshu's not. Well, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I feel like maybe her, like, I feel like we're going to get more on her in the next episode. Even if you go through the credits, you see, like, the photographs of her and another person who looks like maybe her father is an older gentleman with a beard. Maybe her father or someone else down the line was a previous avatar of Khonshu.
I took those photos as us getting to find out who the third person was and that the father's death situation be cleared up next episode.
Yeah,
I think I agree.
Also mentions that.
Yeah,
I definitely believe that we're going to get that piece cleared up in episode 4. But I don't think, I think we're going to get it cleared up, but I also think at the same time that it's not going to cause her to leave.
No, well, because I feel like she now believes that, like, there are different parts of Mark. So I don't see her leaving. I feel like with, like, Steven putting together the patchwork and then Steven also saying, well, this isn't gonna work because, you know, the stars will be different. Mark doesn't know that shit. Right. So it's obvious that, yes, they are their own separate people. So I feel like if she believes that Steven is his own separate person from Mark being its own separate person, then this person that killed her father will be their own separate person as well. I feel like it'll be a hard pill to swallow, but I feel like it'll be a pill that will be swallowed. Does that make sense?
No, I think that makes perfect sense. I think that makes perfect sense. All right, so let's again kind of going down a theory route. So we think that's going to get cleared up. Mm-hmm. Will they free Khonshu or will Homegirl free Khonshu?
I mean, I don't trust her. So
all right, so we're completely on different. Okay, so we can have a gentle ladies or gentle woman's bet on that one to see if she's trustworthy or not when it's all said and done. Because I think she is. And you think she's not. No. And I don't think Eric has an opinion, or do you, Eric?
Well, no, I think she's going to help them, but I feel like it's going to be for her own gain. It's not just the right thing to do, but I don't think she also trusts Arthur.
Nobody needs to trust Arthur. I mean, the man puts glass in his shoes every morning, for crying out loud. Don't trust this man. He ain't right. Hmm. All right. So we agree that Khonshu will be freed. You guys think he'll be freed next episode, or do you think that we don't see him freed till episode 5?
It depends on if it serves the story to depower mm-hmm. Mark and Steven for a full episode
or yeah. two.
I feel like that would be too much. I
feel like we need to find out, there needs to be some of an origin thing in there, so we find out how he got the suit to begin with. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we'll learn that in the next episode, probably through some flashbacks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. I didn't think about that. Right. Because we're talking about Layla's origin. We still actually don't have Mark's.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like the next one's going to be, like, if done correctly, it would be episode 4 flashback for both of them. Mm-hmm. Episode 5, they get back Khonshu. Episode 6, you wrap everything up.
Right.
Still feels like a lot to wrap up, y'all.
Well, I mean, we're all in agreement that he will be in another movie. That he'll be in a movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if we see him in Strange.
I would prefer to see him in Blade.
That's where I would want to see him, but, well, no, I guess you're right, because you can bring him into Strange, but the reality is him Paul, him is making Dane his Whitman first appearance his
own, is Dane getting his own movie or no?
They haven't announced if he's getting a movie or a show, or if he's going to be just in the next Eternals or whatever the next big thing is. But the Black Knight, well, I mean, he's supposed to also be in Blade.
Yeah. Okay, then yeah, that's where I want him. I want him with Dane Whitman and Blade.
Mahershala yeah, they're more earthbound magic.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the other thing is, though, but we've got to have something to really introduce Dane Whitman before then.
That end credit, I think, is what we got.
Yeah. See,
you think that's just going to be just that's it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like between Blade and, you know, with the Black Knight and then Moon Knight, and maybe some other people we might meet in Doctor Strange, but I feel like that they're setting up for a Midnight Suns type of thing.
Yeah.
Listen, which I am all the way here for. Like,
yeah.
I love it.
Moon Knight first showed up in Werewolf by Night when Marvel was very mm-hmm. into like horror comics in the 70s. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, bring me more of the horror.
Which stuff. Is the other thing, because I was, again, when the first time this series that I allowed myself to go down the rabbit hole, but there is some chatter online on the interwebs that we will get Werewolf by Night in the next episode. I don't see how. That doesn't seem to make any fucking sense to me, but what do you think?
I feel like we could get something like that again. There, you know, with it being the Egyptian gods, you have, you know, dog people and bird people and, you know, and again, moons, werewolves, mm-hmm. all that stuff. It's a big gamble, especially for Marvel. I don't know if they want to go so far as to bring in werewolves yet.
Hmm. All right. Well, before we wrap, because I feel like this episode definitely left more questions than answers. I feel with the other episodes, like, we were like, yeah, we got some answers to some things, and we feel really confident. And this episode came along, and it's like, holy shit, there's a lot going on. I don't have answers to anything. If anything, I got way more fucking questions. Mm-hmm. And the biggest one for me is still, how are we wrapping this all up? It just seems too big to... I mean, I know they will, but I guess what my concern is that you've laid this fantastic foundation. Are we going to get a rushed ending?
I feel like... Well, I know we're going to see... what's his name? The French guy again. Ansel, the actor who unfortunately passed.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Anton Mogart. We're going to see him again. Apparently mm-hmm. he is also in episode 5 and 6. And they're mm-hmm. calling him, if you look at IMDb, which isn't always accurate, but they're calling him Midnight Man. So we might see, instead of Arthur Harrow getting, you know, becoming the avatar of Amit and becoming something like that, we might see, you know, a big guys in capes fight between them two.
Mm.
We might also learn why he doesn't trust Layla. Like I said, we're primed for next episode being all flashbacks.
Yeah.
Yeah. And listen, and I'm okay with it. Like, ordinarily you watch something, it's like, I don't want flashbacks. Like, just only give me the truly necessary ones. But with the way that they've built this story, It's fucking necessary. It's necessary to have Jim near a full hour of flashbacks.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of disjointed storytelling because of the way that the characters interact.
Hmm. All right. Well, guys, as you hear, we're confounded on this one because there's just a lot of shit going on. So, you know. It's fantastic shit. Like, it's great to have a Marvel show that makes us think. Like, when you really think about it, outside of Loki, we kind of had our finger on the pulse in every single way on all of the other shows.
Well, I mean, if you don't count the Ralph Boner of it all.
Well, I mean, true. But generally speaking, I don't feel like... since we started doing Heralds of the MCU, I don't feel like we've been in a position where we really felt like we really don't know where this is going.
And we were totally wrong on things. Yeah.
Yeah. And we were totally wrong. Like, nah, like every other show, like, look, who, if y'all know, and you listen to other podcasts, who were the first ones to really say that at the end of the day, Agatha Harkness was going to be the big bad in WandaVision? Oh yeah, that was us. Who went through?
It's because we believe ladies.
Oh, yikes. Yikes. You know, who was pretty sure we were going to get the Jonathan Major reveal in Loki? We were. We said that shit way before it happened. And then it happened. Like, normally we are on it. And this show has kind of perplexed us. And I think that is a good thing. Because at the point that we can tell what's happening in every single series before it happens, then why the fuck are we watching these series? And not getting paid by Disney for helping them along with their fucking storytelling.
I mean, I like Disney money.
I would love some Disney money. Yeah. Yeah. Listen, we got stories for days. You know?
I want ears for days. Like, I just want my ears, please. Thank you.
Oh my gosh. Could you imagine if they make some Moon Knight ears?
I would have those.
Yeah, they would be little crescents. They wouldn't be full circles. They would be like.
I know. And I would want them. Nailed it.
Pay me, Disney. I just came up with everything for you. Or they would be like full moons, but they would have the crescents, mm-hmm. like his little crescent blades.
Oh my gosh, yeah, that would be so cute.
Pay me, Disney.
Every idea, just pay me, Disney. All right, guys.
They're not gonna. If anything, they'll shut this thing down and they'll
and then claim that they already had the idea.
Right. And we're like cease and desist.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. All right, guys. Well, you know, as always, you see we've got a lot of thoughts. Again, more questions than answers. But we hope that we shared some questions that you might have had. And if we didn't and you have questions that we didn't cover, we want to know about them. So as always, you know, thank you for listening, but make sure that you write in and let us know what you think. You can do that by sending us an email to our email address, which is concentratedpodcast@gmail.com. Or you can drop us a message on our Facebook page, which is Concentrated Podcast. Or you can hit us up on both Twitter and Instagram. I can't even speak. Instagram. Yeah, that's a new thing, y'all. Go look it up.
What's Instagram?
It's where you go to get all of your knowledge about things, and like you just only cram. You gotta cram it. It's shorter than Snapchat. You don't even get a full 24 hours, dog. You gotta just cram it. Anywho, Instagram, y'all. We're on Instagram. Disney gonna steal that idea too. Instagram.
It's like, listen, we heard what you guys were saying. We like all of it. Shut up.
Cease and desist.
Right.
It's all. No more talking. All right, guys. But yeah, you can reach us on both. Our handle is @concentratedpod. And also, if you get a chance and if you like this episode, make sure that you rate us and possibly drop a review. I don't know. Subscribe to the podcast. And tell a friend to tell a friend, because, you know, we're always looking for new listeners and we're always looking for folks to give us feedback, because we're just three lonely little nerds over here just bouncing shit off off against each other in our own little silo. So we'd be super curious to hear everyone else's thoughts. So with that, guys, we're going to wrap for this week. Get ready for this episode 4. See if we're actually right about it being a big Layla, you know, flashback reveal type episode, and otherwise probably WTF it when it's done, because we don't know where this is going.
Hey guys, we also have TeePublic.
Oh, That's right. Eric, have you put some new stuff out there? Yeah, Munir, you can go ahead and do that pitch because I haven't been on there in a minute, and I know he's been adding things. I know what I hope he adds. You know, there's a movie coming out in a couple of weeks that I would love to have a concentrated podcast original for, but
I'm not your art monkey.
We have a storefront on Tee Public. It is called Concentrated.
It is.
And it is run by solely Eric's art. And you can get it on a mug. You can get it on t-shirts. You can get it on a bumper
sticker. Stickers. I would say the stickers are cool.
You can get it any way you want. He does Marvel.
He does a little bit of everything. Stars. Yeah. He's a great art monkey, even though he doesn't want to be our art monkey. So go out there, spend some money so that he understands that he should be our art monkey.
We would love that.
I have a job. I do what interests me. I don't do based on request.
All right.
Not how you make money, but okay.
I'm aware of that, but if this was my full-time job, then yes, I would take all the requests.
All right, guys. Well, as you see, this is going off the rails.
We don't want to air our dirty laundry.
Yep. We're going off the rails, guys. We will talk to you next week. And again, episode drops on Wednesday. If you've got some WTFs after that episode, make sure that you get them in before Saturday, which is normally when we record, so that we can make sure, so that we can make sure to incorporate your thoughts. And with that, everyone, have a fantastic week. Bye, guys.
Peace.